found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:04 here on the bench, Lance Zierlein, John Granato with you along with Tyler. And I was at the Rockets game last night, watched Rockets. They actually were hanging in there for three quarters, and then it just got absolutely terrible. I mean, they were giving away dunks, handing out like Halloween candy all game long. But then eventually they started missing shots, and then they got smoked in the fourth quarter. But it was good. I went with my buddy McCool is in town with his daughter, Mia, and I took my daughter. Although my daughter got out of CCE, and like my sons didn't know where she was going. Like, they didn't know she was going to the Rockets game. They were super pissed when they found out that she went to the Rockets and they didn't get a go. Super pissed. But anyway, you know, it was halfway full. Like, the stands were full of people, but there was tons of gaps in between. So I think it was probably halfway full is what it actually probably ended out to be. The atmosphere was okay. It was okay. Obviously, Zion is not playing. I think he's quit basketball.
How many games has Zion played now in his career?
None this year, and he had a pandemic year last year. So, I don't know, 50?
85.
Oh, no, this is year three, isn't it?
Is this year four?
No, it's got to be year three. Him, Ja Morant. No, it's year three. He came out, what, 19? No. Yeah, 1920, then 2021, then 21-22. So this would be year three. He's played no games this year.
Zero.
He's played no games. Have you seen him? He's just too big right now. It's just going to be too much weight on his lower body. There's already talk even before then that he wanted out of New Orleans, wanted to go to a big market thing. Zion's going to leave New Orleans as kind of a not very well-liked guy in the city of New Orleans because he's too big to play right now because he's got a lower body. He's had a lower body issue. All the excitement over Zion, and then you see Ja Morant, and you start thinking, is this Jordan Bowie all over again? I mean, in that vein, we've seen lots of that before. Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf, you know, that kind of thing. I guess at one point it looked like Andrew Luck looked like Andrew Luck and RG3, but Andrew Luck ended up, you know, shutting it down early. But it's not good.
No. So in his two full NBA seasons, was 1920.
One of them was COVID season.
Oh, yeah. One of them was COVID season. He played 24 games that season. They played 70 games that year.
Yeah.
So
they started the season off
about less than a third. He's played zero of their 60 games this year.
Just too heavy. And everyone knew that was going to be a problem is the wear and tear on his joints when you're at 300 pounds. I mean, it's just too much. And you look at him. It's a shame. He's very, very talented. I think he'll end up eventually getting in shape probably, but I don't know if I think it's always going to be an issue for him, a weight issue problem. And when you're a big guy and you're already having problems in your first 3 years of the league, it's what happened when Shaq started having problems later in his career, but it's really going to be hard for him. And you look at the difference between Ja Morant, who, you know, it's part of a really fun team. He's got the city on fire over there in Memphis. They're loving their basketball again, just like when they were the grit and grind Memphis Grizzlies. It's the same energy again in that city. And then you have Zion, who New Orleans is so excited about, who's giving you nothing. I don't think he'll play this year, honestly.
He missed 47 games his first year, played 24. It's about exactly one-third of the games, and he's played zero of the games this year. Boy, what a colossal mistake.
But you could not draft
him. You had to.
He's a special physical specimen. Even when he was carrying more weight, he is just one of the most explosive guys you've ever seen. But this is a killer for New Orleans. You just drafted basically nobody.
Well, what did you glean from our team? I got after the game, I got Christian Wood complaints from some people. But Christian Wood has said he doesn't want to be traded. He wants to be in the organization, that the organization is standing behind him. It could well be that Christian Wood, they're not getting anything.
I think they'd like to trade him, but here's what I heard. Christian Wood around the league is just considered extremely polarizing. There's some people who really like him. There's some people who just think they have no – and really, Christian Wood thinking he's going to get a a max deal is a concern for a lot of teams, because I don't think the Rockets view him as a max dollar guy. I wouldn't. I mean, max dollar guys, just because people give out max dollar contracts like candy, you shouldn't, like, you should treat max dollars as something that you give Dame Lillard and, you know, and James, and the top guys in the league should be getting max dollars. If you're a not very good team and you think, well, I guess this guy's just lucky enough to get max dollar because he's the best guy on an average to below average to bad team, then you've screwed up. You can't give max dollars to a guy who's not a max dollar player. You can only give max dollars to max dollar players. He wants max dollars. He's not a max dollar player. He doesn't dominate games. He's talented, but apparently he's a little bit of a pain in the ass. And so I don't know. I think the Rockets may try to keep him after the year's over, but they're going to have to do it on a very friendly, because if they don't like the personality fit with Jalen Green. You know, there's times where I enjoyed watching Jalen, but KPJ is just so erratic. He got a tech at the end of the game and was basically angling to get kicked out of the game with less than 2 minutes to go. It's just, you could just see once he goes over the top emotionally, he has a hard time bringing it back, which is kind of in keeping with his personality since he's been in the NBA. But there's times where the Rockets look pretty good, shared the ball, moved the ball, and then there's times you just say, this isn't really real defensive effort. They get in a guy's face, but then there's no help side defense. They don't stay in front of the guy for long. They got a long way to go. They got some energetic young guys. There's moments of flash with Kenyon Martin Jr. There's moments of flash with Jay Sean's just a grinder. I've heard that there's a lot of teams that would love to trade for Jay Sean, and the Rockets aren't going to let him go because they think he's a glue guy. The problem is, glue guy for what right now?
Yeah. Okay. Is the foundation here for the future?
No. Well, maybe.
I mean,
Şengün is very talented.
I think Jalen is a real possibility.
Jalen's got a lot of talent. It might be.
Yeah.
It might be.
There's still a lot. I mean, there's a possibility these are just pieces. But I don't know. Is this the basis of a winning foundation?
Do you remember how hard they were playing when they had a win streak going and they had some juice behind them, the 8-game win streak? It wasn't against very good teams, but I think that's what they need. They probably need to subtract about 5 guys. A couple of veterans once Eric Gordon's gone. I think they'd like to keep him because of the veteran presence, but he didn't play yesterday, and the question was, is this because he may get
traded? No, he's got to heal.
Yeah, it's not it.
He's got a heel problem.
But I think more than likely you have maybe, I think Josh Christopher's going to be a guy for the future, Jay Sean Tate, Şengün, Kenyon Green, maybe KJ Martin, and the rest of them probably Armani Brooks, Kevin Porter Jr., pretty much the rest of them I think are, you know, and I'm not even saying Josh Christopher will be a starter. I'm not even saying those guys are starters. But that's the young nucleus. But you need somebody to say, hey, playing defense and competing hard for 4 quarters is going to matter to us. And that's just not something that matters enough to them. I've watched enough of the Rockets too. They just don't compete hard enough for 4 quarters. They will for the game. They will when it's going good. But when it gets hard for them, there's a tendency to just start shooting threes, taking bad shots, and then they can't get back in games defensively. They just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't grind defensively hard enough to get back in a game. So if that's going to be the case, then you're not going to hit your quest for 28. Everyone in the city is red hot for this quest for 28.
You're the only one I know of that actually was dumb enough to bet the over.
Hashtag quest 27 for 28 wins.
You're really the only one I know, and literally.
With the excitement.
The only person I know.
Is palpable, and unfortunately, the team hasn't gripped onto that with enough defensive intensity to win 28.
This is cool. Jones sent us this the place that we were talking about, Belong Kitchen. I'm on their website. Special people making special food. That is really neat. And Altuve and Correa showed up and signed bats and baseballs for them. That is just awesome. Way to go, guys. That is, you're going to cry. When Carlos Correa leaves this city, you're going to cry. Yep.
We got the Correa we've been waiting for the whole time. This is the personality, the leadership, the defense, the offense, like everything. It's here. And like, okay, guys, y'all take care. Like, wait, no, this is what we were waiting for. And it makes me sad to think that that the Astros may never keep their best players unless they get them early on a deal that may end up making the player not very happy in the future. Because that's the reality is, if Bregman goes off, he's going to be like, hey, I want $34 million. Like, sorry, we gave you this deal early.
He's getting it now. He's getting it this year.
Actually, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He pops up at the very end. Yeah.
All right, 7137803776.
The structure of the contracts are going to be pretty interesting. Well, now the Astros
and the thought is, you know, when they extended Altuve 5 years, he had 2 years on his deal. So Crane ain't opposed to 7 years. He ain't opposed to having a guy for 7 years.
You just
years.
Have to know, yeah, it has to be done early, though.
Early.
So you're not really getting
seven. Well, Carlos is only 27.
Yeah, but you're not getting seven additional years. Like, Carlos came up in 15. Oh, no, 16. No, it's 15.
He's 15.
So 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, Carlos has been here 7 years.
Yeah.
That's a while.
No, absolutely. But he's still only 27.
So if he would have done a seven-year deal, if Carlos had balled out and not been injured all the time, maybe by year five, maybe they could have given him another five-year deal. Well, that would have been perfect. That would have been the perfect
scenario.
Well,
if he had balled out and not been injured all the time, he'd have a deal either with the Astros already or with another major league team. I think that's been the hindrance. All right, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. Your guys' thoughts on that or not? We've got maybe an update, maybe a little bit of hope for the Astros farm system on the other side here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, what about your porch?
Let's just talk about TGS Insurance. I'm talking about my insurance company.
Yeah, don't
company.
Talk about your
I'm
porch.
Talking about text
Well, you
got to
insure that, too.
Yeah. That's part of homeowner's insurance. That's true. And TGS Insurance, I had to pay extra for my patio, and I willingly did that because my house is worth more. But TGS Insurance, they work through that entire process with you. You text the word money to 232323. And what TGS Insurance does is they shop a variety of A-rated companies. They do the shopping for you so that you don't have to. I've done it myself. Sitting on hold and it's never been a bigger pain in the ass than it is right now. I mean, everything is automated. Nobody has workers working anymore. It turns into the biggest pain. How about I can get you a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance in 15 seconds? Text the word money to 232323. They ask what your address is. You give them your address, and then boom, you have an algorithm figuring out what your address, what your homeowner's insurance is based on your address with multiple A-rated companies that they're shopping. This is a truth. This really is happening, and it's been happening for a few years now with TGS Insurance. They've saved people hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on annual basis. Make sure that if you're paying too much, that you put yourself back in the mode of putting more of your money back in your pocket while still getting A-rated homeowner's insurance. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to
232323. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Watching a lot of bad runs here on the women's luge this morning here. If you guys are watching, it's just a little disheartening right now with some of the luge results we've seen.
Gambling on Winter Olympics. Growing up, I loved it because they had Eric Heiden and they had, you know, it was always, it was fun. And now Winter Olympics, I don't care. The only reason I'm captive in here watching this right now because you just have it on TV. Well, you don't. Tyler, whoever was in here, it was
from last night.
Why are we not, it's live. Why are we not getting action on this?
Well,
it's the only way to really watch, isn't it?
Well,
go to my bookie, see if there's action.
Well, I just like to see, you know. I want to see some wonderful athleticism, okay?
Is that what it is?
And so far, I haven't really seen all that much athleticism.
There have been some close, you know, we've been very close to some crashes, I can tell you.
Yeah, no, we did. We've had a couple. One of them was riding there.
One of them was pretty good.
The sled was on top of her, and she was riding, the sled was riding her. It was awesome.
The sled was riding her.
Well, yeah, she was underneath the sled and just going down, straight down.
That did not look safe.
But she's got a helmet on. So, I mean, listen, there's a risk involved. Ask Jordan Spieth. You risk life and limb in a wonderful, you want to talk about a dangerous sport, golf. Okay? So they're learning something here with this luge about how to act. in the
Winter Olympics,
danger.
Bobsled, four man and two man. That's what the action, we have the action right now. You know who the heavy favorites are? Germans, German engineering.
Yeah. Well, the German is leading the women's
minus
luge right now.
-650
Germans are leading the women's luge right now. She was a big girl, too, which is awesome. I mean, that's just awesome. Yeah, the little Italian. Her name was Ziegler. You ain't Italian, really. Come on.
That's a German.
Yeah, I know. Way to import.
Why are you pulling them with there? Just because they're European? You can pull them in like that?
Yeah, we're not. I guess we just don't have any Winter Olympians in Italy. We had to pull from Germany. We had to pull from Germany. All right. 713-780-3776. Steve wants to talk about the Cabo Cup. All right. Let's bring him in. Everybody wants to talk about Cabo Cup this weekend. What's going on, Steve?
Big John. Really excited that we came the cup this year. But I don't think you did yourself justice by talking about the winning team coming down the 18th hole, which you were part of. King Crowder down 7-0. I'm sorry, down 7 points with that last group coming down 18, which you were part of. And to win 7 points in that last group to bring the cup back to Team Crowder was absolutely amazing. So I wanted to thank you for being here. I know your buddy Lance thinks this is a foo-foo event, but this is a three-day grind.
Yeah. It's the highest level of
anytime
competition.
Anytime you're in Cabo when we're at 28 degrees, and let me tell you something. I know it's a grind.
By the way, we got back yesterday, and I was like, what y'all bitching about?
You missed it.
Okay. Oh, wow. It was a little cold. It was 60.
You always
we're freezing
you
here.
You cry when it's you want it to be 90 degrees outside
Steve, I didn't want to brag. I was in the final group that pulled out the win. I know people say, want to throw the H word around. I'm not going to.
Who says the H word?
Hero.
He means hero. Right. I know what you
mean. Yeah, people want to throw that around, but I'm not going to do that. I said it's a team event. We came back. Sure, I was in the last group that came back and got 7 points to tie the match and retain the cup, the Cabo Cup for Team Trauber. But listen, I'm just a guy. I'm just part of a team. That's all.
You put your pants on one leg at a time.
That's all. Yeah. That's all. I don't want a parade. I don't want any of that. I don't, you know, I just don't want all.
Good. You don't want a parade?
Right. I don't want people coming up to me from all over. Yeah, maybe I'll go in. Maybe I'll bring my golf clubs into that belong place and sign it for the girls.
They don't want your golf clubs. They don't want to sign golf balls.
Golf balls. I'll bring
Carlos
golf balls.
Carlos Correa, yes. Jose Altuve, yes. John Granato and some guy named Trauber, no.
No, Trauber and Fox. Martin Fox was part of the big comeback win. So it was Fritz.
You guys were grinding in Cabo?
Yeah, we were grinding.
It sounds like it was a tough trip.
It doesn't
three
get it.
Days of golf in nah, Cabo. How did you
at
get
the highest
through
level.
It? Yeah. How did you get through it? What did y'all have to just sit and make your own food and just stay hydrated with water all the time?
Not really not really that per se, but yeah, it was a little different.
Did y'all stay in a real dumpy place?
Well, it was really a mansion at the top of the hill.
They probably had to walk everywhere, too.
You're the worst.
It's the most beautiful house I've ever been in, but yeah.
They're coming for you first. When the revolution happens, they're getting you.
No, I'm a man of the people.
You keep on throwing your Coors Light out there trying to anchor yourself down to, quote-unquote, man of the people.
I had to rough it there. By the way, I don't know if you've heard, they don't have Coors Light in Cabo.
So what did you drink? How are you roughing it?
A lot of margaritas.
What's it? Your life, when I think roughing it.
Yeah.
I think, did you wear your fancy zip-up shoes there?
I had fancier shoes there. Fancier knees. All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to talk about the Cabo Cup, you're more than welcome to get in here. Steve, we appreciate it. That wasn't Steve Trauber. That wasn't him. I don't know. That was just, that was awesome. It was an awesome
He literally
weekend.
Said and, he won too.
Yeah, he won. He was on the team. I don't know. I couldn't tell the voice. It was one of our guys. Oh, okay. One of our guys.
I wasn't.
Team really Trauber, though, you know what? We don't care. We all take, you know what? It's all of us all in this together. Okay. It's not about any individual. We're all in this together, and it was a great team win. Do you want to hear the celebration again?
No, I don't.
I really can't play.
No, I don't want you to play something off of your phone about a golf tournament where no one was. Jason Barrett, this is not my idea. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Were y'all playing something off of a phone about a golf tournament no one was able to see or go
that?
To?
That's the celebration. Cabo Cup.
It's a celebration of white guys in Cabo while we're sitting here and trying to get our first our second black head coach.
Well, back we were back. I don't want to say we're multiracial, but we were multi-ethnic. We had me and we had a guy named Fritz. Okay, so we had multi religions. Martin was there.
If Lovie Smith gets hired, how many NFL teams have hired back to back black head coaches in NFL history?
How many NFL teams have hired back to back? Does Cully count? Is he?
Yes, he counts.
Okay, all right. I'm just seeing.
I can't with him, with Cabo Johnny Elite. How many? You think of? I mean, it's not going to be very easy it's going to be very easy to go through it.
Who was after Bowles? After Raheem?
After Raheem. Oh, wait a minute. Did it go from Raheem to Lovey? In Tampa? Maybe.
I think it might have.
Maybe. In Chicago, it wasn't. After Steve Wilkes, it wasn't. I'm just going kind of working back the most recently.
Cliff's not? No.
Yeah, I don't know, but Houston, I think they are going to hire Lovie Smith. For those who don't know, all of a sudden Lovie Smith's name is in the mix. Adam Schefter's like, oh yeah, Texans going to start looking at Lovie, and then all of a sudden he retweeted, oh, they've actually been looking at Lovie. This has been going on. It just wasn't reported by anybody. They felt the heat with the Josh McCown thing. They realized how terrible the optics looked, and I think they're just going to go, hey, safe guy, we know him. He's inside the group.
He's good.
Christian guy. Not going to do a lot of cussing.
He's going to let Josh in the locker room.
I assume, in the building. And, mm-hmm. and your prediction is he'll be a quarterback coach?
Yep.
Not a coordinator.
But
that's the way you should do it. You should coach.
Get wait a minute.
Under your belt.
So, yeah. Well, we can't make Josh the offensive coordinator. How about head coach?
If you're the Fritz Pollard Alliance, how pissed would you be? Like, this is exact. Here's a guy with no coaching experience being hired as head coach.
Right.
Like, no coaching experience. I'm going to tell you right now. So the Saints are interviewing. They're interviewing Eric Bieniemy. If Bieniemy doesn't get a job this year, I don't think he's getting a head coach.
No, I don't think so either.
I had a friend of mine who's a black agent who's like, people need to take a look at the black GMs. He said, Ryan Poles, black GM, immediately, Matt Eberflus. And he was on the staff he was in Kansas City all this time with Bieniemy. He's like, Bieniemy ain't getting hired. Like, Bieniemy is not going to, that's the guy that is not going to get hired.
Yeah. He said, I'm watching your dance thing.
Yeah, you see me going off?
Move it, Marty.
Yeah, Mason screams, move it, Marty.
She was tried in the way. To get in. She tried to take your steam.
I know. Like, get out of the way. I almost kicked her.
John, when he won the Cabo Cup. All right. 713-780-37. If you got Cabo Cup comments, you're more than welcome to get in. Or whatever else. Lovie Smith, whatever. Rockets, whatever. But we got Cabo Cup if you want to talk it. Right now, though, guys, are you still looking for a great Valentine gift for your special someone? Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively from Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own soft skin. She'll love slipping these on every night. They are so soft and luxurious, they'll melt away her stress. She'll love the feeling wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get her naturally nude pajamas. Just go to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 41234. Again, text the word GIFT to 41234 to order naturally nude pajamas. It's fast, it's easy. Delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Tell them John Granato sent you.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:34 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I didn't do my what did I learn this weekend in one sentence. I will tell you, here's my what did I learn this weekend in one sentence. Man, Brian Harsin is catching it at Auburn. Holy crap. Brian Harsin is, the Athletic did an entire expose on him. He's had 20 players enter the transfer portal. He's going through five coordinators already. The accusation is he can't relate to Southern kids. I don't want to put it on Southern African American kids. Kids that are still in the program, you know, some are saying, well, beat it. You don't want to be here, then beat it. If Coach Harsin is too tough on you, that's okay. We want to be coached. Smoke Monday put out there that he just can't relate to the kids, to the black kids.
I told you that's what I brought that back from the Senior Bowl. That's what I'd heard, that he was having a really hard time with the black Southern, like, Southeastern kid. It's a different vibe, and Harsin's having a hard time with it. That's what I had heard, and that's some of it. But you have Austin Davis shut it down. That whole thing is a mess.
But Austin Davis might be that might be on Austin Davis and not Coach Harsin.
No, I think that one is. But then Harsin, you got these rumors coming out about Harsin.
Well,
you want to address? Did you address it?
I have not. Okay. But his wife and daughter both addressed it and said it's a lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really like putting that kind of stuff out there, but in Auburn circles, they're throwing stuff out there about him and somebody who came over from Boise. And if it's not true, I don't know if it's true, not true, any of that stuff. I know it's a distraction. I know it's not a good look. Whether it's true or not true, he's under fire right now inside the Auburn program. I talked to somebody at the Senior Bowl who's connected over there who told us it is a huge mess at Auburn. Just an abject disaster right now. And that's before I'd heard any of this other Harsin stuff. So, I don't know. I think they may be going in a different direction.
Well, they're having emergency meetings over there about this. The difficult
part is,
that's
a bad sign for Harsin.
Listen, the best kid that he got in recruiting was 141st.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not great.
No, that's not great. So he got the 141st kid on I don't know what is it. Is it whatever it is, whatever recruiting service it is. So that is not ESPN's top 150. He got 141. That was his best recruit. So that's going to kill you. That's going to kill you. And here's the thing is, with all these guys leaving, with all this stuff swirling around the program, now he is owed another $18 million. And they're paying Gus as well. So, hey, Auburn, can you afford it?
That's the thing. That's going to be tough.
It absolutely is tough. So that's a huge deal. That's why you don't you guarantee these guys for all this time.
So I'm going to bring this up. I mentioned this to you. I found out about somebody who decided to go on the draft. Was being offered. He was at a smaller school, and there were four schools that I know of that I was told had made offers to him. Like, this is totally illegal. Teams are recruiting players off of rosters with NIL deals. Teams are not supposed to do that. The NIL deal is supposed to be outside of the program. Mm-hmm. The program is not supposed to offer you an NIL deal. But not surprisingly, it's not. The college teams are not listening to anything that the rules stipulate. I think that so this player decided the money, they couldn't get the money right because this player at a smaller school was going to get purchased by one of four teams. And I found out another really big team got in the mix as well. I'll tell you off the record or off the air. But big name teams, big name Power Five programs were going to basically buy. They were in a bidding war for this player. This is not what NIL was supposed to be. I don't think it's what people envisioned with NIL. I think the transfer portal has made it very, because there's no rules, has made it very easy to just basically blatantly cheat. But you're not supposed to do that if you're the team. It's supposed to come from your name, image, and likeness once you're on campus. But what's happened is these schools have – it really made me sad realizing – now, this player went into the draft. He's not going to go – the money just didn't make – they couldn't make the money make sense. But – this player, because he doesn't play a sexy, he's not a quarterback, so they couldn't get the money high enough from NIL. But it does
it does concern me that programs who have to really be good at evaluating talent because they have to, they're not Power Five or they're not one of the big, they're not one of the big programs. So they have to be even better at evaluating talent, bringing in three stars, developing that talent, that they can just get snapped off just like that. Like it's just, they're just literally feeder teams.
Well, at least, at least this one, he was leaving Tulsa either way.
Well, yeah, he was going to leave. It was between the draft or NIL.
Right.
Yeah, it became draft or NIL right. Because, well, sometimes you can go back to school, but I don't know. I don't know the particulars if he was for sure coming out no matter what. But, yeah, once teams started recruiting him, this is what's happened now. Big programs are going and openly recruiting
but
kids off of other programs.
Not,
that's illegal, by the way. That's not legal.
It's not legal. You can't use NIL to recruit.
Enticement. You're not supposed to recruit anybody off a roster, are you?
No, but if he's either going to the draft, I mean, is he going to the draft or not?
This kid is going to the draft,
okay.
Yeah.
So isn't there's a period where you can opt out and not go into the draft and go back to school?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I saw it happen with a tackle out of Washington.
Right. So that at least is he's at least deciding on draft or staying and getting some money and not supposed to get some money, but at least he could go somewhere else. There are coaches that are just recruiting kids off other universities.
He got recruited midseason because he had a big game against a Power Five team. And after he had that game, his people started checking with scouts about whether or not he should come out. Like just their thought. None of this is you're supposed to do any of this. But anyway, I guess teams started. I don't know how it works. I don't know if you have somebody scouting other. This is so screwed up. You may end up hiring people so that you can monitor other programs and start pulling like minor leaguers. Like, you know, like U of H is going to get poached.
Oh, they're getting poached.
If you can have your players, if your coaches poached, you're probably the same type of program that's going to have your players poached.
They're after U of H players. There is no question they're after U of H players.
That sucks. It should not be like that.
No,
you work your ass off and you do all the hard work to identify, to develop, and all that stuff. This should not be okay. They've got to regulate something to keep programs like U of H, like Tulsa, like Cincinnati, like all these teams who are. And I'm just mentioning, you know, regional teams. But they shouldn't have to fight for their own guys once they already won the recruiting process.
Yeah.
It's already hard enough with the portal as it is. Now NIL plus portal, you shouldn't have to work twice as hard just to find a way to keep your guy in school.
It's exactly what the job
is
now.
I think that is
what
it is.
On top of recruiting and getting kids and developing kids, it's keeping kids.
If you do too good?
Yeah. It's keeping kids that's is just as difficult as all of that. Let's get BT in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, BT.
Hey, John. Congratulations on that Cabo Cup.
It motivated me to
get on Hardy Toll Road North, and I am flying on the Woodlands Grand Prix. This is crazy. I just passed a grandmother in a Volkswagen. I'm going for the checkered flag. I'm passing a student driver in a Kia, and I did it! Woodlands Grand Prix winner, me and you, John, champion. Woodlands Grand Prix. Woo!
Look up. Grand
you
Prix.
See? He said you won a cup. His own Cabo Cup by just passing
Grand
a student
champion.
Driver.
Congratulations.
You don't get to say that you're all right. Then I'm a pit master.
You just won a dance off. Okay.
With my kids, I actually did.
You did.
I beat Snacks and I beat Madi. That's true. I am. I guess I'm kind of a. I wasn't on TikTok, but it's a Reels. I think technically it's Reels because it's Instagram. So I am kind of an influencer
You're
now.
You're an influencer now.
I'm kind of a Reels. I'm kind of like Jackson Mahomes, kind of.
You're just like Jackson Mahomes.
I don't
want to
be him. I'll be
well,
one of the other
same
ones.
Dance as him. So,
I'll be one of the
I'm
other
sure Nicole
balls.
Doesn't want you kissing her either. I mean, so I see that. I can see that. I
saw Jackson try to kiss somebody in a mall.
Yeah,
and they
guess
pulled
what
away
happened?
And like, oh, no. Oh, yep, not
that was a
this.
Huge underdog.
No, I'm trying to make fun of you. Just keep doing your dance thing.
Huge underdog. Well, congratulations on your Grand Prix championship there,
He doesn't
BT.
Get to say he has a Grand Prix. Just like you don't get a cup. You don't have a real championship either.
I won a real championship, Cabo Cup, okay? It is what it is. Be as jealous as you want. Do you think you bother me, BT? No, Okay. Are you a champion today? No. I'm a champion today, though, and in heroic manner, too, by the way. So, time for you, Lance.
Oh, my God. Harvey Hernandez, this is brilliant. His kids, like, I have fussy kids who, if they don't see their brand, they just think it's no good. Like, and it can be an HEB brand of something or whatever, but if their brand, like Alec, is super picky, Harvey got the HEB brand Frosted Flakes, pulled the bag out, and put it in the Frosted Flakes box that he already had because of supply chains, and his kids don't. And, of course, the kids don't know. This is one of the most brilliant parenting moves I've ever seen. I'm going to try this with – I'm going to try this on my kids.
We told your kids eat is pizza and mac and cheese.
No, they eat whatever my
cheese
wife –
cheese pizza.
No, that's Alec. Alec eats cheese quesadillas, chicken and cheese quesadillas. He'll make whatever my wife makes him eat. Mm-hmm. Like at dinner, he has to eat salmon, Brussels sprouts. He has to have all that stuff too. You don't like salmon?
Yeah, no.
Really?
No, that's the last thing I order in a restaurant, salmon.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Salmon is dope. No. Salmon's great.
No, salmon is
Brussels sprouts. Actually, you don't like Brussels sprouts either?
I like Brussels sprouts, but don't cook them at home because they stink.
I'm starting to worry about too much salmon because I have a lot of salmon and a lot of sushi.
By the way, it's not that healthy.
And I tested positive for I had a high, what was it? Mercury.
Poison.
But, yeah, what was the other one?
Rat poison.
Like you would think your wife's trying to poison you. What's it called?
Arsenic.
Arsenic?
Yeah. Like, hey, your arsenic level's high. My what's high?
Yeah.
Arsenic, they said. Well, you can get it from, you know, some types of fish, some types of rice and all that. I said, well, I have sushi like all the time, and we have salmon every week. We have salmon. And I said, yeah. You could get.
Guess what?
You can get some bad salmon.
And plus, your wife is probably pouring it on your salmon.
Here's some. I'm going to put some of this truffle salt on. Hey. This smells like a poison.
846 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's no jab at Nicole.
Yeah, sight jab is, it actually was 100%. But sight jab is a jab at for those of you trying to do your own websites. I looked at, you know, I was calling out Thai Gourmet for their website because it's a place I like to go to a restaurant. And I was like, man, this restaurant's website is terrible. Like, they need sight jab. And then they redid their website and it's still. It still needs the help of SiteJab. This is what I'm talking about. Restaurant, you do forklifts, you do piping, you do, I don't care what it is, a delivery service. If you're in the city of Houston, SiteJab can build a website from the ground floor up for your small to medium-sized business. They can set it up where people can do orders and e-commerce off your site. They can set it up with, you know, video integration and things that will really help for you know the visitors of the website to get a feel for who you are and the work that you do. It shines the best possible light on you. It is your big billboard. That's what your website is. And SiteJab can make it come alive for you. They have a ton of different services for small to medium-sized businesses that they offer, whether it's branding, website design, e-commerce, all of these things they can do for you. So make sure that you go to SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. Do not let your competitors get the upper hand. SiteJab.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That was when he was with the 49ers. I got to find Mike McDaniel was here with the Texans. I want to find a picture of him when he was here. He looks like he's 12. He's 12
Hey, bring
old.
Up some Mike. Bring him some Mike McDaniel clips, Tyler, that we can play. This guy is – the first time I saw him, I couldn't believe that he was a coach, like an NFL coach. And then to find out he was an offense coordinator, I was like, wait, no way.
Do you want to talk about a meteoric rise? It was about midway through the season when Mike McDaniel press conferences started coming out, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, this dude is hilarious. This is a great – if you have some personality, you can rise in a hurry.
I think it was T-Mac said the same thing that he was – now, Matt LaFleur doesn't have a big personality.
No.
But Matt LaFleur is basically another version of Kyle Shanahan. And this is what I was talking about earlier. The key to hiring more blackhead coaches, I think, is going to be finding a tree
that you have one guy who ends up being a really successful head coach who hires other black coaches in coordinator positions that succeed. And Bruce Arians wanted to do that. That's what Bruce feels like. He's hired female coaches. He's hired his defense coordinator, Todd Bowles, offense coordinator, Byron Leftwich, both guys. Harold Godwin is his running back coach. And they're all highly qualified guys. And I think that, Todd Bowles should get another head coaching opportunity at some point. I don't know if he's going to because he's older. Byron Leftwich will. Byron Leftwich is going to be a head coach. I think he might have gotten the Jacksonville job, except for the fact that I think he was probably given a head coach in waiting nod for Tampa Bay. Why not? That's not a bad spot. The Tampa job has got some.
Before we get to McDaniel, I want to pay off on this Astros thing.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
So Keith Law put out the farm systems for the 30 major league clubs. Where do you think the Astros finished in farm systems?
It's better now. I would say maybe 12th.
24th. 24th. Guess who's number one? Who do you think has the best farm system? It will be... Oh yeah, he looks like he's about 12. That's Mike McDaniel with the Texans.
Mike McDaniel with the Texans is a quality control guy. And that's 2007. So he was fresh out, but you got to be willing to...
Yeah, he's older than you think.
Like, you know, a lot of people... He's in his 30s.
Yeah.
He's in his 30s.
Late 30s, 38.
But a lot of people are still considered a young coach.
Well, yeah, but McVay was hired at 30.
Is it that old?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But you do, like, one of the things that gives you the best opportunity, I know there's a big anti, you know, everyone wants to step into a job that pays pretty well, livable wages and whatnot. The truth is, football, Robert Saleh, head coach, Mike McDaniel, head coach. Mike McDaniel is biracial, black father. Most people didn't know that. There's a whole hit piece on him about being another white guy, and then that guy deleted his Twitter and became a national embarrassment. But both of those guys got started as quality control guys with the Texans. Mike McDaniel was quality control with Gary Kubiak. Robert Saleh, quality control with Gary Kubiak. It is one of those positions
it's
where
the
you
Kubiak
get in.
Tree.
My brother had a chance. I still think probably he missed out on an opportunity, but it's true. Like, he was my brother. Could have gone and been a quality control guy at or an offensive assistant, whatever it's called, at Georgia, University of Georgia, when one of his players were coming out. Same thing at LSU. And I think if he would have – it's hard, though. You don't make any money. Like, it's low money. You have to really suck it up for a year and figure out how to do it. I'm not saying it's easy. A lot of these guys, when they're younger doing this, which clearly it's easier when you're younger, you sleep on somebody's couch or whatever the case may be. But you get a foot in the door that is a major, major obstacle that you cross. You cross that threshold. And Gary Kubiak had some guys who ended up really becoming, you know, good NFL coaches or guys who had long careers. There were some older coaches, Kip Harris and stuff like that on his staff, Chick Harris, I mean. But he had some guys who stayed around and did a nice job in the league as younger guys. Gary Kubiak did. Zach, who else did? Kevin Cooper told me that somebody else was actually on the Texans staff as well that I did not know about. Let's see. Matt LaFleur worked with Gary Kubiak.
Oh, yeah. This is Kubiak's tree, not.
Well, he wasn't here, though. I think that must have been maybe in New England, maybe. Or maybe it was in Denver, New England. But
maybe.
Yeah, no, it's it is Mike Shanahan. Gary Kubiak's off the Mike Shanahan tree. And McVay and all those guys work for Mike Shanahan in when they were, you saw the video of all three of them were young guys.
Redskins.
When it was Mike Shanahan was a head coach still.
Yeah.
Redskins.
Just to finish this off before
we get
to.
Did you say Redskins instead of Commanders?
Well, they were the Redskins then. But pay this off. The number one, Keith Law's number one minor league organization. The Los Angeles Dodgers. How about that? As good as they've been. Number two. This is terrible. Seattle has the number two.
Terrible because it's division?
Yeah, because it's division. And by the way,
they've been a come-up team.
No. Seattle is the Astros' main foe this season, this upcoming season.
You think
so? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Seattle is going to be a bear all season long. The Astros have owned them. over the last few years, but make no mistake about it. And look who's up there again. Well, Arizona's up there as well. They should, because they suck every year. But Tampa is up there again. Toronto is up there. That's just not good. Teams that have been good and they know how to do it, that are still at the top, that is amazing scouting and development as well. The Astros are 24th in large part because of two guys, Corey Lee and because of Jeremy Peña. And those two guys have a chance. We'll see about Corey Lee because you got Machete and Castro. So we'll see whether or not Corey Lee gets his shot right now, or you keep him in the minors and you don't start that clock. And then Jeremy Peña. I think there's a good chance Jeremy Peña is your starting shortstop on opening day. We'll see. 857 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's do that on the other side. We'll do that Mike McDaniel sound. You will hear from him on the other side right now. But right now we're talking about my bookie, and does it get any bigger than this week? The Rams are now up to 4.5 over the Bengals, which means the sharp money is coming in on the Rams at 4. Not so fast, my friend. These games have all been close. The Bengals, while no one gives them any respect, have been really, really good and have beaten Tennessee and Kansas City on the road. Holy crap. Well, we'll find out under over 48.5. And you find all that at MyBookie. And you got everything that you could pop: running back, Super Bowl props, receiver Super Bowl props, Super Bowl MVP props, Super Bowl coin toss, Super Bowl halftime, Super Bowl field goals, Super Bowl touchdowns, Super Bowl touchdown scorers. I mean, it is the Gatorade shower. What do you want to bet on? You've got all the props you could possibly want at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You're looking for the best way to win, play, win, and get paid. There's one way. It's at mybookie.ag. You're looking for fun, and it's not just the Super Bowl. It's everything. It's nonstop, people. If you want to have fun watching the big game, all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today.